good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is November the 1st. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour, and this hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. As I walked into the studio, Mr. Stadtmuller said to me, "Man, that was a depressing hour." And I said, "Well, if you thought that hour was depressing, don't listen to the next one. Because it is going to get downright ugly, my friends." Dow Jones Industrial Averages plunging 360-plus points today to end the day at 13,567. NASDAQ falling out of bed off, is that 54 or 64 points? I'm getting old. I can't even read numbers any longer. It looks like down 54 points at 2,794. I guess we can forget about NASDAQ 5,000. S&P 500 walloped, down 40 points at 1,508. Was it the fact that Chrysler announced it was cutting 12,000 jobs? Was it a jump in foreclosures which could hurt home prices? Or was it something else that was bugging the financial markets? Well, not a good sign today when the Federal Reserve has to pump in more money than it did since September the 11th. Federal Reserve today added $41 billion into the U.S. financial system, the largest cash infusion since September 2001, to help companies get through the credit crunch. If you want to read between the lines, help J.P. Morgan, Citibank, Bank of America, and all the rest of them that unfortunately sold their souls to the subprime market. They are little bomblets spread all over the world that are going off as we speak. These collateralized debt obligations have found their way into financial portfolios of private individuals, of institutions, of companies, of governments, and they are all going off at the same time. People are bailing out of them hand over fist. What do you think, 41 billion? Well, let's put it into context. $41,000 million. And what did it do? Absolutely diddly squat. We'll be back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Why are we here? What's life all about? Is God really real? Or is there some doubt? Well, tonight we're going to sort it all out. For tonight, it's the meaning of life.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, what's the meaning of life? quick rundown on the closing price of the metals. Gold closed down $1.50 at $791.70. Silver off 14 cents at $14.28. Platinum was the only metal in the green, up $3 at $1,449. Palladium, $3.73. Currently in Asia, gold off $1.30 at $789.70. Silver off 10 cents at $14.23. Platinum flat, and palladium off $1 at $3.73. Crude oil, been flirting with $95 a barrel, closed down today at $93.90. The only other green that you would find today, in large part thanks to the $41,000 million injection by the Fed, U.S. dollar index, high about 18 basis points, holding on by its fingernails at 76.56. How serious is this financial crisis we are facing? My friends, it's a lot more serious than worrying about people like Osama bin Laden or this stupid war, this bogus war on terror. Because if you fear the boogeyman called a terrorist, you better start fearing something else. It's called that Federal Reserve note in your pocket, because it is plunging and will plunge like a brick. Many people in Washington take this threat very seriously. As a matter of fact, we're not even talking about the prospects of $100 oil. That's a foregone conclusion. We have gone much higher than that. The prospects of looking at $150 a barrel oil are real, and it's causing great consternation with those within the White House. As a matter of fact, they are so concerned about it that they held a special drill today to see whether or not they could predict a calamity. Let me give you the scenario. It's August 2009. Oil prices have topped $150 a barrel, and a secret uranium plant has been detected in, yes, Iran. Tehran and Caracas are slashing oil exports by 700,000 barrels to punish the West for sanctions, and the U.S. military is ready to move its entire Pacific fleet into the Middle East to counter the threats. It may be tomorrow's headlines, but on this day, a high-powered panel of Washington insiders acting as the U.S. President's National Security Council found they would face almost impossible choices and be powerless in such a case, bearing the United States' growing inability to lead in a global crisis. In this kind of hostile environment, Iran and Iraq would have the upper hand, said Gene Sperling, who played the Treasury Secretary in this exercise. Yes, my friends, we are talking about high-powered Washington insiders today simulating what would happen to the U.S. if we were to face the calamity of the stupid war on terrorism colliding with $150 a barrel oil. The scenario could start tomorrow, said retired General John Abizade, the former U.S. Central Command Chief. Put on by the Securing America's Future Energy and Bipartisan Policy Center, and that's a mouthful, the unscripted one-day simulation sought to emphasize the danger of the narrow gap between world oil production capacity and demand and the heavy U.S. dependence on oil imports. But it exposed the strained U.S. military incapacity to project its power over multiple regions and the ability of even small countries to provoke a world political and economic crisis. To play a White House team reacting to the news in real time, SAFE, which is the name of this organization, brought together 9 former top presidential advisors and officials with intimate knowledge of national security affairs. The council included former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin, playing the president's national security advisor, former Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage as Secretary of State, God help us, former Navy Secretary John Layman as Secretary of Defense, and former National Security Council official Philip Zakow as National Intelligence Director. The scenario they woke up to on May the 4th, 2009, was the loss to world markets of 1 million barrels a day in oil supplies when saboteurs in Azerbaijan caused the shutdown of the pipeline. The action heightened geopolitical tensions in the region and sent oil prices from the mid-$90 range to $115 a barrel. Do you want me to repeat that? I don't think you do. Energy Secretary Carol Browner, head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in the 1990s, says the president can release oil from the strategic reserve to alleviate gasoline prices or call for conservation with lower speed limits, a Sunday driving ban, and other measures. And you wonder why I ask questions about these so-called agricultural stops between states that have now turned into police checkpoints? Others say looking at possible Russian or Iranian involvement in the Azerbaijan blast, Joint Chiefs Chairman Abizade said the strategic reserves had to be kept for military needs. Others say public and Congress would not accept forced conservation. With no information on who made the Azerbaijan attack, Armenians, pro-Russian elements, Iran, the defense and intelligence officials say they have to be on alert, but do not know what else to do. Sounds like the folks who work at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Robert Rubin points out with global production capacity almost maxed out, there is little possibility of replacing the lost oil flow. It shows how weak our hand is, he says, as the group falters on urging the president to do more than assure U.S. consumers. 3 months later, the situation has drastically worsened. A secret uranium enrichment plant was discovered in Iran, confirming its nuclear weapons ambitions, and oil production in Nigeria had been curtailed by rebel attacks. As the council meets, Iran has just replied to a threatened new Western sanction by cutting back its oil production. And we are not making this stuff up. This is what was going on today in Washington, D.C. They were role-playing everything. Looking at, as we said, the possible involvement of Russia or Iran in the Azerbaijan blast, Joint Chiefs Chairman said that the strategic reserves, well, we've already said that, would have to be kept for military needs. As the council meets, Iran has just replied to a threatened new Western sanction, cutting back its oil production. The president's advisors say they are no short-term measures to soften the economic or political blow. They also admit sanctions on Iran would have little effect, that higher oil prices and short supply actually encourage producer cutbacks. Militarily, with Israel threatening to take action on Iran itself, the Pentagon says the U.S. has to project force in the region. But doing so means moving the entire Pacific fleet to the Middle East, ceding power in the Pacific. And Taiwan will be free game for China. After failing to demand sacrifices from the American public in the years following the 9/11 attacks, a new crisis has brought things to a head, Mr. Lehman said as he suggests reviving the draft. We are facing a mortal threat to our way of life here, he said. Now that story was a role-playing event that took place in Washington, D.C. today. Earlier this week, the United States hierarchy, the Plunge Protection Team, made up of the Secretary of the Treasury, the Controller of the Currency, the President of the United States, the head of the Federal Reserve, held a mini-summit discussing the plunging U.S. dollar. And as we witnessed yesterday by the Fed's actions to try and save the institutions known as banks in America, we are facing some critical times. This is not a time to be apathetic in any way, shape, or form. Here in the little sleepy hollow of Round Rock, Texas, earlier this afternoon, I noticed that the expense of gasoline is now $3.05, which means I will be greeted in my white exclusive enclave of Scottsdale, Arizona, when I return this weekend to see possibly $3.25 a gallon gas. It ain't going back under $3 anytime soon. As a matter of fact, gas stands a greater possibility of hitting $4 before it hits $3 ever again. What are we going to do with $4 a gallon gasoline? Unprecedented in American history. These costs will be rolled back to the consumer. These costs will not be borne by corporations or institutions in any way, shape, or form. How are you going to deal with a plunging real estate market and rising gasoline prices? What's going to happen to your disposable income? With rising food prices, my friends, we're in a world of hurt. And this is not done to scare you in any way, shape, or form. This is not a fear-induced show. I'm just giving you the facts. Whether you want to listen to them or not is entirely up to you.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday, November the 1st. What a way to greet the month. The reality, my friends, the dollar's in a death spiral. You can either accept that as reality or you can stick your head in the sand and pretend everything will be just fine. We cannot understand the present or make practical, useful forecasts without knowing where we have come from. Some historical detail is imperative for you to understand this. What I'm about to tell you comes from an article by Richard Duncan. It appeared in the September issue of Financial Asia, and it explains the historical perspective succinctly and very well. The article's entitled Flaws in the Dollar Standard. He says, the dollar standard is the most appropriate name for the international monetary system that evolved following the collapse of the Bretton Woods system in the early 1970s. The principal flaw in the dollar standard is that it has no mechanism to prevent large and persistent trade imbalances between countries. Consequently, the deterioration in the United States' current account deficit has gone unchecked, recently reaching nearly 7% of U.S. GDP. The countries with trade surpluses with the United States have been blown into economic bubbles. Japan in the 1980s and the Asian crisis countries in the 1990s and China today are typical examples. Moreover, as the central banks of the United States' trading partners have reinvested their dollar surpluses back into U.S. dollar assets, the United States itself has been blown into a bubble. In short, the U.S. current account deficit has destabilized the global economy. Before the breakdown of the Bretton Woods international monetary system, international trade balanced. Subsequently, however, the gap between what the United States bought from the rest of the world and what the rest of the world bought from the United States began to steadily expand. Under the gold standard, or the quasi-gold standard, Bretton Woods system, such large trade deficits would not have been sustainable, since the U.S. would have had to pay for its deficits out of its limited supply of gold reserves. However, the willingness of the United States' trading partners to accept payment in dollars instead of gold meant there were effectively no limits as to how large the U.S. trade deficits could become. This vendor financing arrangement allowed much more rapid economic growth around the world than would have been possible otherwise. The larger the U.S. current account deficit became, the more the United States' trading partners benefited. When the foreign companies selling product in the United States took their dollar earnings home and converted them into their own currencies, it put upward pressure on those currencies. The central banks of those countries intervened to prevent their currencies from appreciating so as to preserve their trade advantage. They intervened by creating money and buying the dollars entirely in their own countries. In this way, the exporters were able to keep their export earnings in their domestic currency, and the central banks accumulated large foreign exchange reserves. As the U.S. current account deficit grew larger, central banks created more and more money and intervened on a greater and greater scale each year. In fact, total foreign exchange reserves have doubled over the past 4 years. In other words, during the course of the last 4 years, foreign exchange reserves have increased by as much as $2.8 trillion, as in all prior centuries combined. The reinvestment of these dollar reserves into U.S. dollar assets fueled the credit excess in the United States that culminated in an unsustainable property price bubble. It is this sequence of events that has created the vast distortions in the world economy, the vast growth in debt, deficits, derivatives, and other so-called pieces of paper such as sieves, an appropriate name for structured investment vehicles. The real estate crisis in the USA, combined with illegal and fraudulent practices in the subprime market, has resulted in a situation where global credit markets are caught up in a systematic crisis, possibly the worst ever. The U.S. is caught between a rock and a hard place, to put it mildly. If the Fed does not reduce interest rates, the economy will unravel and massive deleveraging will occur with devastating consequences. If the Fed does reduce interest rates, the U.S. dollar will continue to tank, probably at an increasing rate. And we already know that the Fed has made its choice. It will abandon the U.S. dollar to try and save the big banks and the sorry mortgage market. When we return, part two of the dollar death spiral.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance.
It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, The Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, The New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Thursday. Make no apologies for scaring the you-know-what out of you, but it's a fact. Just deal with it. It's what's going on. It's the reason why the market did what it did today after its giddiness yesterday, which I was sitting here completely befuddled and amazed listening to the traders yesterday and their reaction to the Fed's announcement. And some of them were disappointed. They were expecting half a point. And I guess it was those institutions or those brokers who realize how dire the situation is and how they hope somehow by easing up on interest rates it will add liquidity to the system. But I think we way past that. But anyway, before we get into the part two of the dollar death spiral, we got Mike in Austin. Hey, Mike.
Interrupt that article. Quick question. Do you have a reference on that first story you were reading about the White House scenario role-playing? Is that available online to read?
Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely.
Could you cite that?
Hang on a sec. Where did I put it?
And then my second question was going to be your opinion on GLD.
Well, it's a piece of paper, brother.
Okay. Meaning, you know, I have some family that has some of that, and Mr. Chapman addressed that a little bit on Tuesday and said there's no guarantee that they're holding anything.
Well, of course. I mean, first of all, you're investing in something that's stored somewhere in Great Britain. Now, exactly what are they storing, we have no idea. As recently has been exposed, we find out that Britain's gold reserves were made up of dory bars and not good delivery bars. It was a story that not many people paid much attention to. But it appears that the London Metal Exchange let down its guard by requiring good delivery bars. And what we mean by good delivery bars, these are these are bars of gold that are delivered to institutions from refineries that are hallmarked. In other words, they are either good delivery bars must be either 3 nines or 4 nines fine. Dory bars are about 92%. In other words, they are bars that come directly from the mine. They haven't been refined yet. In other words, the impurities are still in the gold. So, how much of what they got is good delivery bars? How much is there? I have no idea. It's kind of like, you know what it's like? Because you're buying gold for security or insurance, it's kind of like buying a firearm and letting them store it in Great Britain for you.
Okay.
I mean, it's the same logic.
I got you.
And as for the exercise that was conducted in the White House today, it is a, let's see, who did the story? Is it an AP story?
I did a search and I couldn't find it. That's why I asked.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the title of the story is Oil Crisis Exercise Bears U.S. Impotency. And you can access brettbart.com. That's B-R-E-I-T.
Okay.
B-A-R-T.com. You know the site?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And one more quick question. If the Fed hadn't dropped by a quarter, and then if they hadn't pumped $41 billion into it, what are we looking at a four-digit loss or worse today? Or,
well, it's hard to have four-digit losses just simply based on the fact that you have trading curbs that kick in.
Okay.
And that was designed, obviously, after the shock of 1987.
Okay.
And it was instituted in order, as the powers that be thought, it would give traders the opportunity to take a deep breath. You see, because in fast... Let me put it this way. In fast declining markets, it's no different to shouting fire in a movie theater. In other words, everybody heads for the exits. Only a few get out. The rest get trapped.
Yeah.
And we saw this today as well. I mean, we don't know as yet how many unfulfilled orders were still sitting on the floor after the final bell rang.
Okay.
And so we may see further fallout tomorrow. I mean, unfortunately, Wall Street is hanging its entire credibility on the jobs report coming out tomorrow, which is expected to come out at 80,000. But in order to give a little grace to Wall Street, they are hoping for a number far greater than 100,000.
Written by Pinocchio?
Yeah, well, put it this way. Wall Street reacts to numbers. And they know full well that the numbers are bogus to begin with. It's like yesterday we had great consternation when it was announced that the GDP came in at, what was it, 3.9%. Well, that's a guesstimate. That's not factual in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, when they revise the number... later next month, it will show that the economy grew at a measly 2%, if that.
Yeah.
Which is going to cause even greater consternation. But you got to understand, why are they wiggy as they are? Because, my friend, we are entering into the 2 months of the year that make up pretty much 90% of retail profits.
Yeah.
And the last thing they want is the beleaguered consumer to stick his hands in the pocket come Christmas.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Thank you so much for what you do. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, buddy. It's Well, you know, we are living the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. And unfortunately, we are dealing with a dollar in a death spiral. There's no other way. There's no other way to sugarcoat it. There's no other way to make the sound any better than it is. We are facing a dollar death spiral. So let's just simply be blunt about it. Because this is already, and will become increasingly more so, the single most important factor to consider what you do with your current Federal Reserve notes. Those countries that continue to intervene in currency markets to prevent their currency from appreciating against the U.S. dollar will cause their currencies to follow the U.S. dollar into a death spiral. This is just a simple fact of life. We are facing the end of the U.S. dollar standard in world trade. It is the end of an era that has spanned 36 years, and there is no ready-made replacement for the U.S. dollar as a unit of measurement. The world is facing a period of monetary crisis. How this will work out is extremely uncertain. It is possible that the world is facing a debt implosion and a deflationary crash. The background factors for that to happen are in place. Governments such as the USA and Britain have indicated that they are not prepared to accept the pain of a deflationary depression and will do whatever they have to do in order to prevent this from happening. They are prepared to sacrifice their currencies and endure a wild ride on inflation. If that is what is required, there appears to be no middle ground or muddle-through path. An ugly, damaging landing of some description seems all but inevitable. These opposing forces, deflationary versus government intervention, in an era where the U.S. dollar standard is rapidly coming unhinged, leads to an expectation of hyperstagflation as a possible economic outcome. How does one handle the situation from an investment standpoint if the deflationary forces do produce a massive collapse despite the government and Fed's best efforts? The safest and possible best place to be in is government bonds. If it is the hyperstagflation scenario, one would want to be in tangible assets, stores of value. I wonder what those will be. Oh, yes, that's right. That's what we sell here at Republic Trading Group. It's called gold. And there's no question precious metals will no doubt prove to be the best and the safest haven. As nobody can absolutely be certain as to how this major crisis will play out, the prudent and conservative policy is to have something in both camps, adjusting the percentages as time goes by when it becomes clearer which of the two outcomes will prevail. As we speak, money is flooding into U.S. Treasury bonds and into gold and silver and oil. It seems that money managers have passed the point of recognition and are adopting the prudent and conservative policies of seeking safe haven for some of their assets. You see, the point of recognition is interesting for two reasons. We have not as yet reached the point of recognition for one wannabe president of the United States, Ron Paul. His time will come. We still have many months to go. But we haven't as yet got to that point of recognition. It takes a while to reach that point of recognition. The fact is, we have now reached that point of recognition as far as that barbaric relic is concerned, otherwise gold. For the better part of a decade, gold bore the brunt of ridicule from intellectuals, such as Keynes, who called it a barbaric metal, a relic of the past, no longer a viable financial instrument in today's digital world. And ever since Robert Rubin took hold of the Treasury Secretary position in 1996, there was a systematic demonization of gold as an asset class. You see, because we entered into a new paradigm, we didn't need bricks and mortar any longer. We didn't need manufacturing base any longer, because we were going to lead the world in the new digital age. Well, now that we've exported all our manufacturing base, and soon to be pretty much all of the motor industry base, with Chrysler announcing a 12,000-man job cut today, this so-called new economy that was created in the 90s is falling apart at the seams. As a matter of fact, the kind of mania that we had in the 90s with the dot-com boom has sort of regurgitated itself as we see prices for Google, which is a search engine. Let me remind you, Google is a search engine. It is $100 difference to the price of gold. The only Dow stock today that had a plus sign to it, out of the 30 Dow stocks, 29 went into a free fall, one survived, Microsoft. Somebody out there seems to think that there's some sort of panacea we are going to create once again with the internet. It's not possible. It's not going to work. You don't create opportunities for people in the technology era. You need a firm, solid economic base, such as manufacturing, where those who do not qualify as doctors or accountants or lawyers have the ability to earn a decent income. Once you take away that very building block, you end up with what we end up today. They call dropout schools, in case you haven't noticed. 1 in 10 schools in America is called a dropout school, where better than 60% of the students fail to qualify to enter college. Why is that? We are paying the price of years of neglect. And unfortunately, we're not going to see any solution anytime soon, just simply because there are so many people in a constant state of denial. As I said, with gold, we have reached a point of recognition. If you think that $800 gold is expensive, you ain't seen nothing yet. When you start getting stories appearing in the mainstream media about a little old lady who was concerned about the depreciating value of a dollar, and she goes down to a local coin store only to find that the available product that she can convert her worthless Federal Reserve notes into is no longer able to even supply that very product, you better watch out. We're already starting to see markets in various sectors becoming difficult to acquire. Now, it just so happens at Republic Trading Group, we are fortunate enough to deal with the largest supplier of European gold in America. But even they are giving me warning signals. Gold is very affordable at these levels. Take advantage of it while you can. We have an offer up on Republic Trading Group if you want to go check it out for yourself. This is not a rare coin. This is just a bullion coin. It is a British sovereign, except they call it a queen, as in Queen Elizabeth. These quarter-ounce gold coins were minted between 1957 and 1968. These sell for no premium above their gold content. It contains 0.2354 ounces of pure gold. We have it on special at Republic Trading Group for $205. A quarter-ounce American Gold Eagle is going to cost you $232. We discounted these $20 to the U.S. Gold Eagle. I don't have many of them. But if you want to secure some, you can give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. Did I do this whole fear thing just to get you to buy gold? No.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Jackie Wilson said it was written T. Kind of love you got to knock me off my feet. Let it all hang out. Oh, let it all hang out.
Hey, welcome back to the flip side for a very depressing Thursday. I even depress myself sometimes. But these are the facts. This is what we're dealing with. I have no desire whatsoever to scare you into picking up the phone and calling us to buy gold. I really don't care whether you buy gold or not. I'm just giving you what is going on out there. This is not something you're going to hear in the mainstream media. This is not something that is talked about on the evening news. As a matter of fact, the large majority of the unwashed out there seems to think that somehow the all-powerful Federal Reserve will come and save the day at some point in time. It's not going to happen. For many years, we have been seeing this deterioration. There's a few people that have noticed it as well. Ron Paul is one. David Walker, the auditor of the United States, is another. I have been buying gold for many years. I am well prepared and positioned to handle whatever economic calamity is about to befall us. And though my gold is not sitting in a safety deposit box, it's not sitting in a foreign bank, it's not sitting offshore thousands of miles away, it is within my clammy hands' reach. The fact that I'm okay, thank you very much, obviously doesn't detract from the fact that I'm trying to help some of you out there avoid a Zimbabwean type situation. I mean, it's ironic to say that as bad as the situation is in Zimbabwe, we are following in its footsteps. I'm sure at some point in time we will have $1,000 banknotes, $500 banknotes, and the smallest denomination will most probably be a $100 banknote. A lot of people out there seem to believe some patriot mythology that somehow it's only going to be people with gold and silver that will be able to barter in exchange for food and the necessities of life. You've got to divorce yourself of this notion. It'll never happen. It'll never happen. Less than 1%, if that, of Americans own physical gold and silver. There's a lot of misinformation out there. You got to do your own diligence. Don't even take what I say as any form of gospel. Do your own homework. Do it for yourself. Find out for yourself. Do it for your family. Because we are facing perilous times. There's absolutely no question about it. George Bush's legacy will go down as the man who caused the largest financial collapse in world history. All because of some testosterone desire that he had to prove he was a man. I am the decider. I'm going to eradicate evil from the world. The man is delusional, and you are going to pay the price for his delusion. As sure as God made little green apples. Till tomorrow. See you. Bye.